Half the snow tire.
Yeah, make the hair go.
He's not gonna come to life.
Of course not. He's not Frosty the Snowman. Only the real Frosty can come to life.
Gee, I wish he'd come back from the North Pole.
Yeah, it's not warm here anymore.
He wouldn't melt. He said he'd come back again someday. I wonder if he really meant it.
Well, certainly he meant it. You all remember that day Frosty left. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday."
I sure do miss all those boys and girls. I've been up here such a long time. I told them I'd be back again someday, but when will someday come? Oh! City of Winter Wonderland. First snow of season. Hey, someday's today.
And so Frosty sat down and wrote a letter to all his old friends.
Dear kids, I just heard the good news about all that.
You're coming back, Little Frosty.
Yippee! Frosty's coming back!
And when the kids realized that Frosty was coming back, it really was a winter wonderland. It was wonderful for many reasons, but most of all, because Frosty wasn't going to be lonely anymore. See, he had a very special surprise in store for him. You've heard the old familiar tale, how Frosty came to life. But do you know the story of how Frosty took a wife?
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
You know, when you're a kid, winter is one of the four best seasons of the year. When you're a snowman, winter's the only season of the year.
Hey, watch, here comes one now.
With Frosty, the sound of winter laughter was soon ringing through the meadow. But there was one person who got very jealous. Jack Frost. That icy artist who paints the world white every winter.
Ooh, why is that snowman getting all the credit? Why don't the children love me? I'm the one who makes winter wonderful.
Hey, Frosty was still the fastest belly whopper in the world.
I'll show him.
Oh, hello. Did you make that neat wind all by yourself?
Why, of course I did. I'm Jack Frost. I'm wonderful. Why, I can do anything wintry. Blow winds, freeze ponds. Make blizzards so deep, they'll close down all the schools.
Boy, he's just a big bragger.
Yeah, Frosty's lots more fun.
Come on, Frosty.
Let's go.
Hop aboard.
Yeah, winter's no fun without Frosty.
Frosty, Frosty, that's all I hear. A stupid snowman takes my place just because he has that silly magic hat that brought him to life. That hat. Yes, I'll eliminate the hat, and that will be that.
That night, it was so beautiful, they all went for a sleigh ride out to the skating pond.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
But Frosty, there are two horses.
I could never count.
When it came to skating, Frosty was the tops.
Can you make a figure eight, Frosty?
I can try.
Thumpity-thump-thump-thump-thump-thump-thump-look at Frosty's skate.
You're right, Frosty. You can't count.
Now, if I could just aim my north wind at that magic hat,
behind me, quick!
I got it! Frosty's magic silk hat! It's mine! It's mine!
Well, there was so much snow blowing around that Jack Frost didn't see that he had the wrong hat.
Ignore me, will they? Now those children won't have any winter friends.
And wearing a horse's hat, he took off for other faraway wintry places. And as for the kids, the next day they began to notice something different about their friend Frosty.
Supper time, Frosty. Mom wants us home.
Yep.
Good night, Frosty. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
What's the matter, Frosty? Yup, yup, doesn't sound like you.
Well, it's just that every night when you go home and leave me, I miss you something awful.
Yes, but you can't come indoors with us. You'd melt, Frosty.
I know. But when you're all together inside, and I'm all alone outside...
Poor Frosty. Do you know what you need, Frosty? A wife.
What's a wife?
A Mrs. Frosty, you know? Someone you think is very beautiful, who thinks you're very handsome, and will love you back when you love her.
Gee, what a great invention.
So the next morning, they began to build a beautiful snow wife designed to Frosty's very own specifications.
Kind of round and plump, with the top of a head coming just above here.
Everybody put everything together. They were ready for the finishing touches.
There.
Her eyes were two beautiful blue beads from Elsie's favorite necklace. They were just plastic, but they sparkled like sapphires. Her cute little nose was a thimble, and her mouth was made from some of Mom's pink yarn. And an old dust mop became a coiffure. That's a hairdo, you know.
She's beautiful. What's her name?
Cleopatra?
Nah.
Ermentrude?
Nah.
Minnehaha?
Nah.
Cornflakes?
Cornflakes?
How about... Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal.
Crystal.
That's great.
Hello, Crystal. Crystal? Only one thing. She's not all living like I am. Not that it's important, but it's important.
Maybe a hat would bring her to life.
A lady's hat.
Hey, Yap says we can use hers.
There must have been some magic in that pretty hat they found. For when they placed it on her head, Nothing.
Gee. Well, it was a nice idea anyway.
Yeah. Things were pretty sad for Frosty. And to make matters worse, miles and miles away in another part of winter, Jack Frost sat down to rest for a minute, and for the first time, he got a good look at that hat.
Boy, this isn't the magic hat. This is a horse's hat. Somebody's been horsing around with Jack Frost. Now, who did it? That frosted snowman did it. I'll show them, though, that nobody makes a fool of Jack Frost. When I get through, there'll be no more Frosty the Snowman.
Poor Frosty. He didn't know about Jack Frost's plans. And even if he had known, he wouldn't have cared. For all his thoughts were about his beloved, still silent Crystal.
Oh, gee, Crystal. I don't care if you're not all living.
Frosty reached down and brought up a lovely bouquet of frost flowers, which he had made from the snow. And suddenly, as the wintry stars twinkled down, Frosty's gift of love, those simple flowers, worked an icy miracle.
Happy birthday!
Crystal, I've been waiting all day. What kept you?
Oh, Frosty, I thought you'd never think of those flowers.
There never were two happier snow people.
Hey, everybody, we're going to have a wedding. A wedding!
Frosty and Crystal, what a happy, jolly team. Running here and there, saying we're a pair. Happy birthday to our three.
Oh, no.
What's he done to you?
No more Frosty! No more Frosty! No more Frosty!
No more Frosty? That's ridiculous. You have a wife, except for the formalities, that is, to help you now. There. Everyone knows the groom should have a flower in his buttonhole. That's just to say, I love you, Frosty.
Happy birthday.
What? Oh, that's impossible, isn't it? Wait, come back here. Oh, you darn snow persons. I've been out frosted again.
Yeah! Hey, everybody. It's time for that wedding.
A wedding? We're going to need a preacher. Come on.
They were going to hold a wedding that very night. Finally, Parson Brown showed up, but when he saw Frosty and Crystal...
Dear me, I didn't know you were snow persons. I'm only allowed to marry real persons. It just wouldn't be legal if I tied this knot.
Doggone.
Oh, dear.
Seems to me that the right parson to marry a snowman to a snow woman would be a snow parson. I'll help you build him.
And so they all pitched in. And one, two, three, there was the nicest snow parson you ever did see. And then, to make him all living...
A parson's not a parson till he holds the good book in his hand. Happy birthday!
Hooray!
A wedding! Oh, now the competition will be double! I won't allow it. I will not allow it. I am the most powerful thing in winter.
Oh, this cold wind nipping at my nose. Oh, you must be him. Jack Frost.
Oh, finally I'm getting some attention.
Attention? Why, you're the most important person here. We couldn't even begin without you.
What?
It was so good of you to come to our wedding. It's about to start, you know.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you turn that wind down a bit, it would be a lot easier to be heard.
All right, but just for a minute.
What a neat idea.
What are you whispering about?
Tell him.
Well, the bride's made of winter, and the groom's made of winter, and the parson's made of winter. The whole wedding party should be wintry. And so...
Would you be the best man?
What? Me?
Best man. Could you?
What do you mean, could I? I've always been the best man.
Oh, thank you, little friend.
Friend?
You've made us very happy.
Oh. Hey, everybody! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And so the wedding commenced. Over the ground lies a mantle of white. A heaven of diamonds shine down through the night.
Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along,
walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? They'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on,
we'll conspire
as we breathe
by the fire to face unafraid the plans that he made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I now pronounce you snowman and wife.
And they lived happily ever after. Through January, February, March, and way into April. This was the year winter almost didn't end.
Oh, Frosty, when the thermometer gets all reddish, it's time for us to go.
Wait, friends, wait. I can fix that. Winter never has to end. With me around, this fun can go on forever.
And it did. It went on and on, till some folks started to get worried. It was up to Parson Brown to set those winter friends straight.
Winter never end? Well, that might be fun for you. But what about all the trees with new green leaves inside them just busting to be born? And what about the seeds and the bulbs deep in the ground? Nature made them a promise that someday they'd be pretty flowers. Can you imagine how you'd feel if someone broke such a promise to you?
Gee, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I like the flowers, and even though I never get a chance to see them.
He's right, Frosty. Parson Brown is right. It's time for us to go.
Oh, we'll miss you all so much.
Oh, we'll be back. You'll see. Now, come on. No time for long faces.
Frosty and Crystal knew the sun was hot that day. So they said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before we melt away.
Down to the village with some drumsticks in their hands.
Skating here and there all around the square, saying, catch us if you can. Town, right to a traffic cop, and they only paused a moment when they heard him holler,
"Stop!" Oh, it's you again, the talking snowman. Well, you don't surprise me anymore.
Good. And I'd like you to meet Crystal.
Hello, I'm Frosty Snow White.
And 'tis my pleasure, Crystal. Now, isn't that nice? A snow wife. A snow wife? Oh!
Frosty and Crystal.
And when Jack Frost also left for the North Pole, the gentle warmth of springtime erased his magic work for another year. And soon the winter wonderland was only a memory. But it was a good memory. And good memories can never die. Because we all know that on one not so far away day, that first snowflake will fall. Ooh. And then...
Hooray! Yippee!
May all your winters be wonderful.
And frosty, too!